Hi, everybody. It's Nick Forster. Welcome to the E-Town Podcast. This week, we have another sort of beautiful collision of styles and cultures. Betty Levette, who's just a great singer and force of nature. Some of you may know that she was out on tour with Otis Redding when she was 16 years old and has been at it ever since. Really, just a remarkable presence. And a new flavor and a new character for us. Vilray is an amazing guitarist who somehow combines the delicacy of Chet Atkins with some surf guitar overtones and makes this beautiful, joyful noise. So those two are here. We've got a great achievement award too, and that's all coming right now.
Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guests from Brooklyn, New York, Vilray, Achievement Award winner Rose Tourge, and from West Orange, New Jersey, Betty Levette. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Welcome, everybody, to E-Town Hall. We meet again. So first, let's just agree that music is the greatest. I don't care what anybody says. From the silly to the sublime, from the devastatingly honest or really danceable, music is just a great friend to all of us. And if you dig and you do some homework, you're always going to find these pockets of history where something really special was happening in the musical world. Our two guests this week have kind of been mining that territory in different ways. Vilray is an amazing singer and guitarist from New York. He grew up in Brooklyn. He studied at the New England Conservatory. He plays in the subways and clubs in New York City, but he often shines a light on the popular music from the swing era, the Tin Pan Alley songs from the 30s and 40s. He's also a composer, and he writes for film and for television, but his sweet spot is that particular time in musical history. Betty Levette has lived all of her musical history. She doesn't need to look back. She was there. She was there in 1962 when her first record came out, when she was 16 and was a top 10 R&B hit. And led to tours with Benny King and Otis Redding. And she was friends with Aretha Franklin when she was a teenager in Detroit. She kept making records and was part of the James Brown show. She kept making records, sang on Broadway for 6 years with other actors, including Cab Calloway. She sang disco songs. She kept making records. She won all kinds of awards. She sang at the Kennedy Center. She sang at Obama's inauguration. She sang at Carnegie Hall. She has lived her musical history. And now she's here with us. She's got a new record called Things Have Changed, all Bob Dylan songs. So please help me welcome back to E-Town, Betty Levette.
Thank you. Thank you so much, hey, E-Towners. So good to be back with you again. This strange venture that I'm on here now, I want to give you this one life lesson. If you're 72, do not attempt to learn 12 Bob Dylan songs. Other than that, this is Mr. Evan Mercer, who will be trying to help me struggle through this. Window, you can leave at your own chosen speed. I ain't the one you want, baby. I don't think I'm the one you need. Tell me you're looking for someone who's never weak, but always strong to stand up and defend you, whether you're right or wrong. somebody to open every door, but it ain't me, baby. No, 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 it ain't me, baby. It ain't me, baby, you're looking for. Gone on lightly from the ledge, baby. Go lightly to the ground. One you want, baby. I won't do nothing but let you down. You tell me you're looking for someone, someone who promised never to part, someone who close her eyes for you, somebody to open up your heart, somebody who died for you and more. But it ain't me, baby. No, 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 it ain't me, baby. It ain't me, baby, you're looking for. Gone on back into the night, baby. Everything inside here is made of stone. Nothing in here moving in any way. I ain't alone. You say you're looking for somebody who pick you up every time you fall, to carry flowers constantly, to come every time you call, a lover for your life and more. But it ain't me, baby. No, 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 no. Thank you. Thank you so much. Where we going?
Betty LeVette.
Ain't it?
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new record.
Thank you.
A record of Bob Dylan songs. Two questions. First, how did you choose the songs? Because there's about 7,000 of them. And how did you sift through and figure out which ones were going to work for you?
That was probably more due to my husband, Kevin Kiley. He listened to hundreds of songs and narrowed them down to about 70, maybe. Yeah. There are only so many that would be appealing enough to sing or that I could really match with. And well, so that wasn't very difficult. I knew which ones looked like me.
Right. Well, you know, because there are characters and there's stories and there's narrative, and in some ways you have to, just knowing how you are as a singer, you've got to get inside these songs, right? So
yeah, well, the first thing that helped me out was I realized that like myself, Bob complains about everything. Just like an old woman. And I'm an old woman. So we had that in common right off the bat.
that's pretty funny.
But you know, the other thing I found, Nick, is that if you are in an argument with an old black woman, she can get the whole argument done in 3 verses,
right?
Not 7.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. Now, you had some really interesting people. I mean, obviously, Steve Jordan was producing the record, mm-hmm. and he's recorded with Dylan before.
Yes.
And you had
Larry Campbell
playing, mm-hmm. and Larry, of course, was in Dylan's band for years and years.
Yes.
So did they tell Dylan stories while you're making the record?
Well, no, not really. I don't know that he appeals to them that much, but there were things.
That's pretty funny. Who else played on the record? You had some other special guests
Pino
on there.
Palladino.
Right.
Then Keith Richards was kind enough to come in and play a solo for me, and Trombone Shorty was kind enough to come and play a solo for me, and I was so very, very grateful to them. Keith Richards, as I was telling him, is indeed my contemporary. Actually, my first record came out before theirs, but they all became millionaires, and I never got a chance to meet them or work with them, and so I was very flattered he consented to come and play for me. I was so grateful to him.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing because you're recasting these songs in ways that actually make them sound kind of like new songs. They sound like Betty LaVette songs. I mean, I'm hearing these songs that I've heard before and discovering them, you know, which is cool, and it's hard to do. So congratulations.
Well, I had not heard them before, so that was why it was easy. Bob was not played a lot on black radio. He really wasn't.
In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town. I'm here with Betty LaVette. And one of the songs you cut on the record is Living in a Political World, and I know that's not in your set today, but it's kind of true these days.
Oh, absolutely. I think that times are changing. Things have changed. Political world, they could have been written last week.
Yeah. And you sang, as I mentioned, at the Obama inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
You sung for the Kennedy Center honors there.
Yes.
Have you gotten involved in political campaigns or political causes in your career?
I really just like to keep them separate. When I'm there performing, I'm strictly performing to entertain you. I'm not trying to teach you anything. I'm not trying to make you realize anything other than emotions and feelings. Yeah. And that's the part of it I deal with.
Yeah. Well, I know from spending a little time with you over the years that you are a no-nonsense performer. You work hard, and when you get to the gig, you do everything you can to put on a good show.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, Betty, thanks so much for coming back. Congratulations on the new record, and let's get back to music. Welcome back, if you would, Betty LaVette.
Thank you.
Feel like I'm
gallows with my head in undoes. In a minute now, I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight now, on a rage. I used to care, but things have changed. 40 miles of bad road. If the Bible's right, the whole damn world's gonna explode. I've been trying to get just as far away from myself as I can. Some things are just too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You just can't win with a losing hand. A lot of water under the bridge, but there's a lot of other stuff too. Don't get up soon, I'm just passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight and I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place here, it ain't doing me no good. It's got me all jacked up. I should be somewhere in Hollywood. Just for a second there, I thought I saw something move. Go take dancing lessons, learn to jitterbug right. Taking no shortcuts, I might even dress and drag. Only a fool here would think he had anything to prove. Feel like falling in love with the very next man I see. Grab him by the hand and go running down the street. But I'm way out of range. I used to care, things have changed. Not even know the next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, fly real high. All the truth in the world ain't nothing but one big lie. I'm in love with a man that don't even appeal to me. Would just go jump in the lake. I ain't so eager to make that kind of mistake. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, but I'm way out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Betty Levette from West Orange, New Jersey, from Detroit, really. The record's out on Verve Records. It's called Things Have Changed. And with Evan Mercer on the keyboards, the E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Christian Thiel, and Ron Jolly. They'll be back. Play some more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. This is E-Town. Betty Levette is going to be back later on in the show. And coming up, Vilray is here. Great guitar player and singer from New York City. Before we get back to music, we're going to introduce you all to somebody who is stepping up and making a difference in their hometown. We get to do this every week. These are always folks who are just looking around and finding ways to make things better. But unlike most of us, they actually take that first step and try to actually do something about it. And those steps always add up, and they do, in fact, make a difference. So we get to give them some recognition with something called the Ichiban Award. And here comes Helen Forster to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. Station KBAC listener Janine Pearson of Santa Fe, New Mexico, sent in this week's story about Rose Torje. She's formerly of Los Angeles, California, and she now lives in Santa Fe herself. Now, years ago, Rose was working at a large engineering and architectural firm in Los Angeles as she stepped outside for her lunch break, which she rarely did, and she suddenly heard loud bangs and noises coming from down the street. Well, curiosity got the best of her, and she decided to investigate. What she discovered down the street led her to make a major life change. The result? An amazing amount of usable items have been kept from the landfill and delivered into the hands of those who could reuse them, first in the Los Angeles area, and more recently in New Mexico, as well as other locations. Now, I realize I'm being vague, but that's because I want Rose to fill you in on her story herself. We're lucky enough to have her with us in person to tell us more. So please join me now in welcoming this week's Achievement Award winner, Rose Torje.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Nick. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Helen mentioned this event that happened when you were working. You heard this big noise and you went out. And what was it that you discovered in the street?
I discovered that there was a building that was surrounded by chain link fencing. And there was furniture pouring out the third story windows. Chairs and tables and desks. And moments later, they were just broken into bits. They were just being pushed out the windows.
Wow. So it was shocking to see something like that because it seemed wasteful.
It was. Yeah. And In my career, I came from one of the studios in Burbank, and I cynically thought perhaps they were filming a movie or a commercial. So I thought more and more about this as I was walking back to the office.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this to my colleagues, who basically said, "Do you know what, Rose? I'm sure it's all being recycled, and it's really not your problem, and just get back to work."
Right.
But it wore on me a little bit, and the next day I went back to that same site and stayed in my car this time. And then I followed the trucks that supposedly were going to recycle, and instead they went to the landfill.
Oh, wow. So it was just straight out of the office, into the trucks, and into the dump.
Right.
So how do you change that kind of behavior? What did you decide to do now that you had the information?
Essentially, I was left with a decision. You know, should I continue figuring this out, and or should I give it a rest and leave it to the construction industry or the built environment industry?
Right.
And I thought at that time that if one person acts, then many could, you know, follow. So I chose to leave my job, and I started anew. That's the name of the nonprofit. And
anew.
Anew.
Mm-hmm. And so you started anew, literally and literally.
Right. I did. So I thought for sure these items could find a better home and at least have an encore for reuse.
Right. So these people who are doing demolition and contractors who are, you know, going to have to clear the stuff out, do they now seek you out?
Yes.
Do you charge them a fee to come into a site and take all the old office furniture away, or how does it work?
Yeah, so a corporate company would call us, and they might have several offices and or in an office building, several floors of office furniture and equipment and office supplies. So they have to hire someone, a contractor, mm-hmm. or hire a mover or a hauler. And as a nonprofit, we can come in there with fees that are very competitive, and we write a proposal for very detailed work on how to remove it, how to dismantle it, how to load it out into the trucks, and then we schedule those trucks that are delivered to the schools or the nonprofits or the recycle centers.
Wild. So,
and then we track all of those activities.
So you know where everything goes.
Correct.
When it leaves an office, you know exactly where it, what truck it goes on, where it's going to go. Yes. And so you're dealing with schools, you're dealing with nonprofits, you're dealing with other organizations that are looking for this kind of material and these kinds of items. Mm-hmm. And so is it primarily desks and furniture and file cabinets and chairs, or does it also include some computers or electronics or printers or anything like that?
Yes, anything you can imagine in an office setting. Yeah. So appliances, you know, most office settings have a small lunchroom. So there would be a refrigerator, microwave, coffee maker, stacking chairs. We've actually helped to decommission buildings. Decommissioning means when you are taking apart a building brick by brick. So we've helped to redistribute air conditioning units and elevators and all kinds of things.
Wild. Mm-hmm. That's wild. And is this all in the Los Angeles area?
I started in Los Angeles because I'm from Los Angeles and my career was, you know, based there. But we work across the country and all in North America. Mm-hmm. So we're in Canada doing business right now.
It's wild.
And we have several projects going on anywhere from the East Coast of New Jersey and New York. And we're in Seattle as well, Los Angeles,
so
Texas.
Amazing. And so it seems remarkable that so much material and so much reusable and good quality furniture and other items would be just abandoned. But it is kind of the nature of what happens when businesses either grow or shrink or are acquired or whatever, right?
Right. And especially that's the case with technology. It turns over so quickly.
Yeah.
So we're able to take those electronics and put them in the hands of teachers for their classrooms and others.
Wild. Mm-hmm. That's so great.
And then I think most importantly what we do is we verify what we do. We don't just say we're doing green, we do green. And we don't just say we're sustainable, we are, in terms of making sure that every desk, every refrigerator, every box of supplies is it's accounted for, and it's weighed, and it's measured. We know where it's going.
That's wild.
And then we can track and report that back to the donating company.
So interesting. So how many pounds of equipment have you diverted from the landfill so far since you've weighed everything?
So we were founded in 2005, and since 2005, we've totaled approximately 18 million pounds.
Wow. That's amazing. All from this one sort of shocking revelation as you're walking back to work one day mm-hmm. on your lunch hour and you see this stuff being thrown out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a website, Rose, where we can go and look and see if we want to learn more information about this?
So you can find us on www.anewfound.org.
A-N-E-W-F-O-U-N-D, anewfound.org.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you're almost entirely self-sustaining, but you're a nonprofit since it's a .org.
Absolutely.
So if people want to contribute and help you in your efforts, they can.
Yes, we have a button on our website, so please click it.
Wow. Well, it's an amazing story. And again, I love these stories where just one random sort of happenstance turns into an entire organization that's now having such a huge impact throughout North America. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's the winner of this week's Achievement Award, Rose Tourget.
Many thanks to listener Janine Pearson for this great story. If you just tuned in and missed part of this interview, you can find it on our website, etown.org, where you can learn about some of our other recent award winners, too. Also, if you want to nominate someone for the award, you can learn what we look for, and you can submit your nomination on our website as well. Or you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, Rose. We are going to have more music coming up in just a little while from Betty LeVette. So cool having her on the show. I want to tell you now about our next guest. Vilray is a guy who grew up in Brooklyn. Even that is not something you hear all the time, but he grew up in Brooklyn, got into a musical zone and decided to go to the New England Conservatory to study music there. Along the way, he met, among many other people, the folks from Lake Street Dive, and he's going to embark later this year on a new project with Rachel Price as a duet. They've been playing some gigs together in New York. But anyway, he went to the New England Conservatory, came back, has been sort of in and out of music, but predominantly he got just fascinated with these songs from these Tin Pan Alley jazz standards from the 30s and 40s. And he's got a great style as a solo artist. He's plied his trade often in the subways where it sounds great. And I know there's a particular skill to playing down there on the subway platforms and timing your set list appropriately. We'll touch on that later, I'm sure. But he's a great guitar player and great singer. He's got a ton of great songs. And he's also a composer for film and television and a super interesting guy. Please welcome for his first visit to E-Town, Vilray.
I was thinking about it backstage. Rose and I have a lot in common in that we're both sort of recycling things. I'm recycling culture from the 30s and 40s. There's a lot of great songs that nobody really plays, and I try to resurrect them.
That night in Manhattan was the start of it. We lived it and we loved every part of it. The glow of moonlight in the park, the lights that spell your name, the autumn breeze that fanned the spark that set our hearts aflame. Our kiss was a sky ride to the highest star. We made it without touching a handlebar. And I gave you my love to the melody of the music, the madness that made our Manhattan serenade. Ba 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 Our kiss was a sky ride to the highest star. We made it without touching a handlebar. And I gave you my love to the melody of the music, the madness that made our Manhattan serenade. Manhattan serenade.
Thanks so much. I didn't write that song, but it's a good one, right? Louis Alter wrote that song in the late 20s. And apparently he was just walking around New York and he'd been commissioned to write a song by Paul Whiteman, who was like the big star at the time. And that's what he came up with. I was walking around Paris about a year ago. I knew Cole Porter spent a lot of time there. And so I was wondering what songs he'd written. And he wrote, Let's Do It. Bees do it, birds do it, educated fleas do it. And I was thinking about that song. It's a great song. Love Cole Porter. But I'm not sure the science backs up the thesis of the song. So I decided to write this song. It's kind of a response.
Oh, the kingdom of the animals is vast. For all those happy critters, not one frets about the past. And then there's me, thinking constantly of all those happy days that didn't last. Each darling song bird above sing songs without singing out loud. The tiger and the lion don't need shoulders to cry on. So I do I clams to my knowledge don't sigh, and owls ain't left wondering why. Each time their fella flies out, they needn't weep their eyes out. So I do I. The Bible taught man calls the shots for every beast and bird. But I've listened hard in my backyard, and this is what I've heard. Bees don't want flowers who shout, and lies won't win love from the trout. The saddest armadillo don't cry into his pillow. So I do I. Shots for every beast and bird, but I've listened hard in my backyard, and this is what I've heard. Bees don't want flowers who shout, and lies won't win love from the trout. The saddest armadillo don't cry into his pillow. So I do I.
How are you doing? That sounded great.
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm trying to imagine the household in Brooklyn that you grew up in which those songs would have found their way into your young mind.
Yeah, well, it wasn't through my parents.
Yeah.
My parents were listening to, you know, Bob Dylan and a lot of old soul music. And my mother forced me to learn guitar when I was 9 years old. Hmm. There was something very romantic about the guitar for her. So she asked my older brother if he wanted to learn, and he was 5 years older than me, so 14, and he was like, no, I don't want to do anything. And I was 9, so she made me do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I played a lot of, like, classical stuff. I think that's where I got into the finger picking.
And so were you playing classical guitar when you went to the New England Conservatory? Was that your thing?
So I went to high school between being 9 and being in college, and I wasn't, like, you know, some wunderkind or anything.
Yeah.
In high school, I got into jazz because I went to a special high school for music and art.
Was that in your neighborhood, or was it you have to travel?
Yeah, I had to travel.
Yeah.
And that was a blast.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was in the big band because I was playing guitar and there are no guitars in the orchestra. And that's where I got into jazz.
Yeah. And so that's what took you to the New England Conservatory, that direction.
Yes. I did sort of a crash course in jazz over the course of 3 years, my sophomore year through my senior year. I just, like, went from 1925 or whatever to 1972. Like, I remember going to Tower Records and, like, buying a lot of, first it was a lot of swing, and then it was a lot of bebop, and then it was a lot of hard bop, and then it was post bop, and then I was listening to really out stuff. I was like 17, and my mother was, like, knocking on the door because I was listening to Eric Dolphy too loud.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
Right. Imagine if you'd gone through all that now, where you'd say, I'd go to Tower Records and it's gone.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And, like, holding a book is old fashioned.
Right.
But I got very into composition, and that's what brought me to the New England Conservatory.
Yeah.
I was there for composition.
Wild. Wild. Now, are these marketable skills once you got out of college?
Well, my immediate job after college was to work in a factory, which I did for 12 years. And then I broke my finger and I couldn't use my hand and I was in a cast, and that's what kind of woke me up. And I was like, my life is wrong. And so I started going down to the subway and playing. And it was amazing to me how playing this old music really resonated with people.
Mm-hmm.
I just tried to find songs that people don't really know and play those and write songs and kind of pull one over on people.
Yeah. To make them think that your new song is an old song.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Yeah.
That's my favorite question. Who wrote that?
Who wrote that? Like, was that a Cole Porter too?
None of your business.
Yeah. And the duet with Rachel Price must be super fun.
Oh, it's the funnest way to make music. We share a vintage ribbon microphone, which sits between us, you know, singing love songs for an hour. You know, or having love songs sung at me for an hour is, I got the best job in the world.
I think so too. Well, listen, let's get back to music, and thanks for coming once again from Brooklyn, New York, Vilry.
Today, maybe tomorrow too. That way, maybe my love will last out the whole week through. And wait for 2 months, 12 months, to a year, and so on. Your heart may have the time to grow on the notion of me. I pray, look at my lips parting to kiss with you. Don't say you've made up your mind to go out and find love too. I'm here looking adoringly at you. Please stay just for today, maybe tomorrow too. say I love you today, maybe tomorrow too. That way, maybe my love will last out the week through. And wait for 2 a month, 12 months, 2 a year, and so on. Your heart may have the time to grow on the notion of me. I pray, look at my lips, parting to kiss with you. Don't say you've made up your mind to go out and find love too. I'm here looking adoringly at you. Please stay just for today, maybe tomorrow too. Just for today, maybe tomorrow too. Just for today, maybe tomorrow too.
Bill Reed, the book from New York, the latest called Slow Boat, which is available for download on Bandcamp.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses. With its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at Zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the way, if you missed some of this week's show, or you'd like to hear it again, or if you want to share it with your friends, the podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows are available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. Each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I'd like to say hello to our listeners who hear E-Town on stations like KBUU in Malibu, California, on WVTF, Virginia's public radio in Roanoke, Virginia, and Progressive Voices in New York City, progressivevoices.com, and on the Progressive Voices smartphone app. As always, if you want some more information about any of our guests this week, or you'd like to see photos or videos from this week's show, and all that's on the web at etown.org. You can also download the app if you'd like. The E-Town app is pretty cool, actually. So far, so good. You guys holding up all right? We have touched on the timelessness of music and the fact that good, solid office furniture. Not sure anyone has ever really made the comparison before, but it makes sense. If they're well-crafted to begin with, a good song or a good desk can have a long life. And we are going to continue right now with our visit to really one of this country's great musical ambassadors, someone who has seen it all. Please welcome back, along with Evan Mercer on the keys, Betty LeVette.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Nick and Helen and the E-Toners and everybody who's been so helpful to us. Please give them all a big round of applause. Don't wanna buy nobody. get bored. Don't want a bear in nobody. Don't want to be bear. Don't want to marry nobody. I've already been married. But if you do right to me, baby, I'll do right back to you. You gotta do one of us like it happened.
Record is called Things Have Changed.
Thank you so much.
Along with Evan Mercer on the keyboards, and the E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Christian Teal, Ron Jolly.
Thank you all.
We've got time for one more song. We're going to do this this crazy combo that we hope you enjoy. I want to thank all our guests this week. Of course, thanks to Vilry for coming out from Brooklyn, New York. Thanks to Rose Tourje, our award winner, keeping perfectly good office furniture out of the dump and in the hands of folks who need it. Thanks to Betty Levette, along with Evan Mercer. Thanks to all of you for joining us. This is going to be interesting, and I really hope you like it. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Seen a lot of things in this old world. When I touched them, they did nothing, girl. Ooh, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Ooh, baby, set my soul on fire. That's why I know you are my one desire. Ooh, baby, here I am. delivered, I'm yours.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Baby, baby, here I am, and I'm sometimes still delivered.
Recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, email us at info@etown.org or connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook. Distribution is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Evan Mercer, the E-Tones, Helen, Betty Levette, all of you guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the E-Town Podcast. We are big fans of audio, and we thought that Betty Levette and Vilray sounded great. If you're curious about what any of this stuff looks like, you can always find the E-Town channel on YouTube, and you can find videos of this week's podcast or many, many others. And that's all on our YouTube channel, and you can find that through E-Town. Thanks again for listening.